Okay. So today is the second part of Suda's Bris Milah. One thing I want to clarify from yesterday, when we discussed Ramosha's Tshuva, that he said that a Suda of Nisuin, so everyone has to go. A Suda of Bris Milah is only if you were invited. That's why the Imenud L'Shamayim. So the Pshat of Ramosha is, I believe he's trying to explain the Ramah. Because the Rishonim, when they say menuda for Suda's mitzvah, include even chasana, if it's Kohen, Bas Kohen, etc. So what's Rav Moshe saying that it doesn't apply? So I think if you look carefully, I think in Rav Moshe, what Rav Moshe is saying is, but the Ramah never brings it down by a chasana, only brings it down by a bris milah. So that he's trying to give a pshat in the Ramah. Why should, what's the svar to be mechalik between a bris milah and other things? Because if the simple pshat in the Rishonim is they're not mechalik. The Gemara never says bris milah, the Gemara says Suda's mitzvah. And the Rambam and the Rashbam includes chasan also. So what is Rav Moshe saying, the difference? No, but the thing is, the Ramah only says it by Bris Milah, that Yemunda L'Shamayim. So that he gives this svar.
So what is the reason?
That because you're mechuyev to go to a chasana, everyone's mechuyev to be mesameach. Bris Milah, you're only mechuyev if you were invited. So therefore the invitation creates the chiyev. So Mela, that's why if you don't go even under Shemayim, but the invitation is lo malav and lo morin on the chasana.
It just came from Bris Milah.
Oh, okay. So therefore, and that's why Rav Moshe says that you can take a haircut even if it's not your minhag, because if that's going to be moneh you from going to the chasana, and you have a chiv to go to the chasana, so then that will take away the isser of Tosporus.
I once was at a breakfast wedding, once in my life.
Breakfast wedding.
The couple couldn't afford anything more. You know, so they made a decision at a bris wedding.
Yeah. Okay. So let us take a look now at some of these in Yonim about Suda's Bris Milah. And I put the Im Tzrichim Lechol Dovka Bosser Olo. Right. So there is a Gemara in Gittin, and people don't realize this Gemara. I once got into a whole give and take with somebody about this, because they wanted to make a birthday party for somebody. Leave out any names or anything. And they wanted some type of celebration on Erev Sukkos of all times. And I was trying.
Nobody has anything else to do.
Right, I was trying to explain that Erev Sukkos is not the best time to make this party, and someone got upset. And but I was concerned with this Gemara here. Look a little further down where I put the arrow. First one was Be'idon Beit Medrash. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan. Shtei mishpachos hayu b'Yishalayim, achas kavos sudosa b'Shabbos, v'achas kavos sudosa b'Erev Shabbos. U'shteim nekru. Wow. The two families in Yerushalayim that made special sudos, one on Shabbos and one on Erev Shabbos. So what's this? And as a result, they were nekru, destroyed. So a very Chabadika thing happened to them.
So very cryptic statement.
Cryptic statement, yes. So what's going on with this Gemara? What's the so the Gemara says so here, look further up now. Amar Rabba Bahani Tlosa Mili Nachti Balabotim Minichseim. There are three things that will cause a person to go financially broke. The mafki of dayu lecherusa, if they violate the pasuk of l'olam behem tavodu, and they free their with the sairi nixayu b'shabata.
Before yovel, that is.
No, these are
the kanani. No, every kanani.
Okay.
And they look at their fields on Shabbos to see what does my field need. I need a little, you know. With the kavus of dosayi b'shabbat to be eaten by memedrusha. Rashi shachachem doresh drushes l'rabim b'shabbos in yoshim b'suda v'yolam l'hakim l'acher. So they're making a suda. The rabbi is giving his special the rabbanim with darshan on Shabbos, and they would. They would have. They would invite people.
They would conflict.
So it wouldn't be good. And then the other thing, the Amar of Chiyah Baraba, Amar of Yochanan, Shnei Mishpachos Hayu Bishlaim Achas Kava Sudosa B'Shabbata, Achas Kava Sudosa B'Erev Shabbos, Ushteim Nekru. So Rashi B'Erev Shabbos V'Leil Shabbos, V'Inkan Kovet Shabbos, the Kaimulon. Covid Yom Kodom Covid Laila, him are you miscavin which feel bittle base medrash, we could the first Erev Shabbos mamish. See, one pshat Erev Shabbos is Leil Shabbos. So they would have a big rest, you know, repast on Erev on Leil Shabbos. And really, you're supposed to have Covid Yom, it's Kodom Covid Laila. They didn't want to have a big meal in the day so they could go learn. Because they would make special meal on Erev Shabbos. So the poskim explained that you're not allowed to make a special suda on Erev Shabbos. Meaning, if you have a bris milah that falls out on Erev Shabbos, so that's when it fell out. But if you want to make a big celebration that's not a normal celebration to have every day, and you're dafka making it on Erev Shabbos, so that's an issue. So that's why I didn't want this Erev Sukkos, to this party to take place on Erev Sukkos.
You're learning this before Chatzos also?
Yeah, even before Chatzos.
So there's one exception, is Purim and Dachos, called on Erev Shabbos, to make it through before Chatzos.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's because that's the mitzvah Sayom.
Weren't there places where they made wedding suits Erev Shabbos because of Olam?
They had the wedding on Erev Shabbos.
The suda would be at night.
Right. Yeah. And this is brought in Shulchan Aruch on page 5. Reish Mem Tes Beis. Also l'kboa be'erv Shabbos suda u'mishta she'ena rogil b'mei akol.
In the beginning of Arvei Pesachim, they have a whole business about Kidei Shalom Hayom and all that. They're having a big suda, obviously, Friday afternoon. And then Gemara goes through all this.
Yeah.
But obviously the condition arose.
No, it means they could be having a regular meal.
For so many hours?
Depends when they started the meal.
Well, that was the whole point, they started early.
But here, they're talking about a special meal. Suda u'mishta she'ena rogil b'meichol. It's not a regular meal, it's a special meal. Safilu, look at this. Page 6. Hu sudas erison. Even a sudas erison, or Rogan Avram says Sudas Nesu'im, because why do you have to do it today? Make Kovod HaShabbos. It's not Kovod HaShabbos to have a meal, a special meal. You can eat on Friday, of course, but to have a special meal. Make Kovod HaShabbos, Shikaris HaShabbos, Shushu Toiv Lechol. B'chol Hayom, B'chlal Ha'isser. Okay? B'chol Hayom, that's why I didn't want this birthday party even in the morning. This special party, because Kol Hayom is B'chal HaIsser. V'lechol v'shnos b'li kviyasuda, afilu suda shiragil ba b'chol kol hayom mutter. But to have to eat without a kfiyas suda, then you could do the suda shiragil ba b'chol kol hayom mutter l'hakel min hadin. Right, you can have a meal any time in the day of Friday. It's like a mitzvah min a mufchar. But mikra din, you could have a meal Friday afternoon, late. Ochal v'cholech, ad shetechshach.
It's a mitzvah, not
a mitzvah.
Mitzvah.
Mitzvah. It's a...
Han
Oh. But then, says the Ramah, Usuda shezmana be'erv Shabbos kigon bris mila o pidyon haben muter kein nirali v'chein haminig pashut. But you're allowed to have a mitzvah, like if the bris mila, my son, we had the bris mila on erev Shabbos brachos. He was born chol hamoed sukkos. Erev Shabbos brachos was the bris mila. So it was a suda shein regila, but it was the zman. It was mil b'shmini, and that was the zman. So that's not a problem. Suda shezman abev Shabbos go bris mila u'pidyon haben. That's the advantage. If you have a bris mila on Friday, you get to have a pidyon haben on Sunday. So that's the most convenient time to have a pidyon haben. That's the zman hamufchar, because you know. Because pidyon haben, you know, it's always a problem. Now we can have it. And people
bris,
are.
Bris on Sunday is also a minimum of
prayer. Yeah, right.
Then you can make the make a pidyon haben. It has to be in Ben Kodesh, which is less than 30 days.
Okay. Right? That discussion is a whole.
29 days, 12 hours, and 44 minutes, something like
that. Yeah, okay.
And 3 1/3 seconds.
Yeah. But that requires a whole shiur on its own right. What does man's pidyon haben is?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe if we do a series on pidyon haben one day, we'll talk about it.
The original idea.
Huh?
Wasn't the original last for the year?
Yeah. One summer I gave shiurim in Hillcrest and Hillcrest pidyon haben, and then one of my talmidim was so enthralled, he went on and he got a PhD on that parak in Bukharas from Shama Friedman.
I think I told you a friend of mine who had a pidyon haben did a study of onlysimchas.com to figure out the frequency of pidyon haben. He says one out of every 40 births is a pidyon haben, based on onlysimchas.com anyway.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Everyone reports there.
Yeah, but there's 1/40th as many pidyon haben reported as there are births.
Right. Okay.
That would be less in certain communities.
More.
Yeah,
it
depends on,
it varies.
Okay. Now, what I'd like to show you.
He's with a lot of kids.
The Shalah HaKadosh. The Magen Avraham quotes it. But the Magen Avraham, you know, on page 7 is the Magen Avraham quotes the Shalah. But we can see it inside. Let's see it inside the whole Shalah. It's always good. I hold that the Shalah HaKadosh, you have to see everything inside, but Shalah Kaddish is Gevaldik.
By staying up Shavuos night.
Yeah, everything in Shalah Kaddish is Gevaldik. So let's see. Azoy. The Sechel's Gittin, Perek HaSholeach, Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, page 9. Amar Rav Yochanan, Shtei Mishpachos, so he quotes that Gemara in Gittin. Shtei Mishpachos, Hayu B'Shalayim, Achaz Kava Sudoso B'Shabbato, Bidin Beit Medrasha, Achaz Kava Sudoso B'Erv Shabbos, Hushteim Nekru. Page 9. Akan. Upeish Rashi Berav Shabbos. Below Shabbos, Enkan Kovid Shabbos. The Kaim Alon Kovid Yom Kodem Kovid Laila. Higa the Farshi Berav Shabbos Mamish. Chaim Chol Yom Mirov Osher. Aval Bahai Mia Iga Yisur Shikadosh the Shabbos Susovei Below Taiva Akan Lashono. Far Marama Bahaga Kosev Sudash Asmana Berav Shabbos Kom Persmila Pidyan Aben Mutter. They do relieve, we can't make a portion. Okay. I can't show you. Ukshlamadi Torah, Bekal Kodesh Krakow, Eitzel Rebbe Mori Hagon Hachosid, Horein Rav Shloimo. Zal. Ira Sheyasandak Be'erev Shabbos. So it was going to be Erev Shabbos Bris, and he was going to be.
The Rebbe was
going to be. The Sandak. He says, V'lorotza Leilech L'kviyas HaSuda Shel Mila. The Sandak didn't want to go to the Suda. V'amash Shukavachom Yisudas Mila Shechalob Yerushkorosh Ava Tainis. She'in Ochlin Basar. He says that if you have a Sudas Mila during the 9 days, so you really shouldn't eat meat, just the minyan matzumtzum, but not the whole world. So he didn't want to. So he felt that the Sudas Mitzvah is not docha the din of eating meat during the 9 days, only for the mamish, the krovim, etc. That's right, it's only a minig, not to eat basar, because meikar din the iser of basar is only at the Suda Mafsekis. But everything else is minhagim. But yet he was so steadfast not to eat meat, even for a minute. Al kolzos nogim she'en ochlem yosem yiminyan. Kokzviya suda b'erv Shabbos who din the Gemara. Say so. So this Rebbe, So this Rebbe said like this. Madach. The Marshal, when he was a Sandak during the 9 days, he wouldn't go to the Suda. They were serving a Fleshik Suda, and he wouldn't go to the Suda. So he didn't want that. And that's just a minute. So Kal Vachomer eating a Suda She'en Regila on Friday, which is a Nikar Adin, assuming that it applies in all cases, Shudin the Gemara, the Kosher came in Mesh Minyan Shlo. Yochel Yoser
is the mashma size, so, not quality.
Right. So therefore, in other words, he felt that the heter to have a Suda's Mila is also limited because of this Isser. This is Dina de Gemara, Mishpacha Shenekru. So you see that he was so makbid. Fani amati lo mazaraya. Vishlo masham evshalim tso takana likvo suda al macholi cholav. Vizbu harbe kemoshe yirtsu. He says you can't bring a raya because over there you could have had the sudas mila with macholi cholav. Right? So therefore you had no need to have meat. He had no need to have meat during the 9 days, so therefore, that's why your Rebbe was makpid. He says, because I don't. Why should I have a heter to have meat if they could have just served milk? So he didn't want to go, even though he was the sandik. But erev Shabbos, there's no takana. Ein limtzo takana. The kviya suda isur ben bavosu ben becholof efshur d'shari. So then, but there. In other words, you can have a suda anyway, and it's going to, you know, going to be bein basar bein cholov. So then, maybe it should be permissible, because there's no alternative. When there's an alternative, so maybe you shouldn't have chosen meat. But if there's no, so he says that.
He's saying, therefore, you might as well do meat anyway. Is that his logic?
So 1 second. Was he saying that? He said, "Lamadati Torah Eitzel Rabbi Mori of Shlomo Irosh Yasandik Be'er Shabbos." So he didn't want to go, and he said, "It's a Kal V'Chomer from Suda's Bris Mila during the 9 days. That during the 9 days, you shouldn't have meat, only the minyan mitzumtzum, right?" So too, Erev Shabbos is a din, so certainly you shouldn't have. So he, the Shalom responded to him and says, no, it's not a raya, because Bishlam Hashem, Efshalim Tzot HaKana, L'Kvor Suda, Amol Macholi Cholof. Because you didn't have to have meat. And then you can have as many people as you want. Aval Be'erv Shabbos, Ein Lim Tzot HaKana. The Kviya Suda Yisura, because the Isra of Kviya Suda is any Kviya Suda, Beim Vasu Beim Cholof. So therefore, you can have a suda. Everyone agrees you can have a suda. So you didn't do anything that you could have done differently. So therefore, why you might as well go. Over here, they could have done it differently. They could have. They didn't have to have the meat. So therefore, I understand why your rabbi didn't go for the nine. Or why the halacha is not to go. So therefore he says that you should have gone on Erev Shabbos, because Erev Shabbos meet there, it's all the same, so they're having a suda, you should go. The dochas dvarai mitam tein simcha b'lo basa v'kal lahavim. So Mashal says no, because the suda's b'smila has to be b'basa, ain't simcha b'lo basa, so therefore it had to be that way, right? So therefore, and afal pikein, only from minyan mitzumtzum. So mamela, this is the same thing over here. So even though there was no, so this is considered like no alternative. So therefore, it should be the same. It should be the same that just like the marshal didn't want to go Friday to the because he didn't have to. Why should he be involved in the suda? Similar, just like the halacha is that you shouldn't go and have meat, and here and meat was not considered an alternative to have dairy, because he's saying you should have meat. So therefore, and afal pikein, only a minyan mitzumtzum. So therefore, only a minyan mitzumtzum for this suda also, and therefore he felt there were other people there anyway, and even though he was the tzaddik, he didn't want to go. But the point of this whole discussion is for us that he held that ain't simcha b'lo basar, so therefore Yidavka should have meat at a bris milah.
Where does it say this was the temple? We said sasson, we had the pasuk sas. That's not, simcha and sasson are not interchangeable.
Yeah, so
close, not the same.
Sasson, yeah.
Sasson's not someplace.
Okay, we'll see.
So many different
sources. Yeah, different. There are a lot of different pshatim in the Gra.
I don't think there is a difference
in that. So this is quoted in this in the Magen Avraham on page 7. He says, Mutter, the Magen Avraham, Im Efshal Kaim Shtei Mutter, V'mav Titcha Suda Shabbos, V'bach Tosef Z'mitzvah Laskel Kodem Shah Asiris. Then he calls the Shalah that he didn't want to Mori Marash Mi Lublin. Maybe that's someone else, maybe not the Marshal.
On the computer,
what does it mean,
doesn't happen as a Rebbe.
Yeah, different Marash Mi Lublin.
You overlap. What do you mean, the actual kind of Stein is yours? What are the two?
Is that the
Yeshua? Yeshua
and
Shabbos?
Yeah,
so he's saying.
Shudas Presence and Shabbos.
Mutter Im Efshel Kaim Shtei Mutov.
What's the second one?
Meaning what? That you'll be have this suda, and you also have
the suda Shabbos at night, but not forget the
you have room for the suda Shabbos.
Yeah. Not a question of having a suda. You can have a suda there, Shabbos, as long as you're still going to be hungry for Shabbos.
Yeah. Okay, but Nogel in Yaneinu is what the Shalah is saying of having meat. Having meat. So and if you want to see this halacha here in the 9 days on page 10.
Sneaking up on us.
He has
9 days are sneaking up on us.
Yes, right. So it always comes out, right? Yesh mishomer shenogim shelo lechol basar biyomim miskarim miskarim betapshel shlapishel b'basar. Okay, in other words, different opinions. Some say the question of meat or a tafshel. In other words, one can eat a potato that was cooked with meat, and you won't eat the meat.
Can you have herring and wine sauce? In wine sauce.
Uh-huh.
I wonder,
yeah.
So what he's saying is he saying that you can eat a potato that was cooked in a pot?
He's saying that even if there was meat in the pot together with the
potato from your children.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
But then he says mutu lishtos yain havdalo birkas hamazon, and that's because the post can bring down, because that's like a mokum mitzvah. Hagav nogim lahach mishol lishtos yain the birkas hamazon v'lo b'havdalo ela nosnim latinok v'mokum the lekatinok mutu b'atzmo lishtos havdalo v'sudas mitzvah gon mil opinion aben v'siyem mesachta v'sudas erisin.
Here's
an ending of Simcha, which you're not supposed to have in the 9 days, as Havdalah, which has nothing to do with Simcha, which we have a chiyuv, so it's a mitzvah to do it on Yayim, we say don't do it.
So people are knowing to get a tinuk, but if no tinuk, then you can do it yourself, because it's a mitzvah.
The heter of tinuk there is very, very tight, because you have to have a tinuk that was Higiel Achinuch for Brochas, but wasn't Higiel Achinuch for Lavelis.
Yes, yeah, so we'll see. That's a whole discussion.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's a separate share. If you want to come, I'm glad I'm giving you a separate share on that. That's a different thing. Aval Yesh L'Tzamtzim Sholol Hosif. In other words, but you don't just, everyone can come. V'shavu shachal tishe b'vsocha ein lechol b'osav lishos yayin rak minyan mitzumtzum. So some question is maybe even less people. But definitely in the post-game it wasn't meant for the masses. It wasn't meant for, yeah, certainly not for restaurants. That will
camp?
So camps, epis, they say, epis, Moshe said that everyone in the camp is like one big,
one big family.
They're one big family for that, but not you. There's a lot of steers here.
Yeah. Okay.
So. Yeah.
I'm fine with that. Just say that. Don't give that as your terrace.
Okay, but
this is make you to go after them.
Okay, so that was what the Shalos says, that his Rebbe wouldn't want to go Friday, because even go for this mitzvah for the 9 days is only a limited amount of people. So Kal Vachomer on Friday, which Friday is is a din. A din in the Gemara. So, Lamaisa, you know, we make it on Friday. You know, I didn't say I could only have 10 people at the Suda for my son when the bris was on Friday. I mean, I didn't invite the whole world.
You also didn't serve fleishes.
I didn't serve fleishes. Right. But the Suda, the dish of the Suda on Friday
has something
is,
to do with it.
Right, it's even milchus. Right. I did not serve fleishes in any of the bris. Okay, so we'll have to see what's the...
But wait a minute, isn't this only a mitzvah and a mukar not to eat a suda kavua?
No, that's a din.
No, wait a minute. Well, mitzvah and morim and kavua suda should not go b'chol.
That's a din. Mitzvah and morim means if you have a regular meal that right. You'll eat on any Tuesday afternoon.
Right.
So you could eat it Friday afternoon also.
Yeah.
Even right before Shabbos. Yeah. Mitzvah limona that you shouldn't eat it so close to Shabbos. But right. If you're having a special party
okay.
That you normally don't have, that's also even in the morning.
Okay.
And that's
right.
Not just a mitzvah limona. Right. That's shtei mishpachos nekru. You know, so that's what... Yeah.
And that makes it a special halacha.
So that's why I was so... That's why I fought not to have this, whatever the birthday party was. It was a special birthday party. I didn't want it. Forget birthday party. You know, you don't want to have any chashoshos to, you know, especially, but not everyone was on the madrega to could understand, to appreciate. I mean, anyway, who wants to make a party on Erev Sukkos?
Nobody has anything else to do
on Erev Sukkos. Right, Tosis writes a chulon, that's like the busiest day in the year, you know, Erev Sukkos. What?
I thought it was Erev Yom Kippur and Erev Pesach.
No, because Tosis says that... there's a din that when you sell an animal, there's a pezai in chulin. You have to be machriz that you sold the mother, so they shouldn't shechtev also as beno. But on Sukkos, you don't have to tell because anyone who's going to buy it, they don't have any time to shecht on Erev Sukkos. So that's why you don't have to be modia.
But then he comes off that teretz as a pesach.
Look, I ain't sham tosis. Now, so this idea that you need basar to have simcha, is this, where did that come from? Is it really so? So, you have to take a look first in the Shulchan Aruch on page 14. So the Shulchan Aruch says, on Yontif, what's Allah on Yontif? He says, Mitzvah Yontif Chalko, right, Katsio, Beit Medrash, Katsio, Achil Shtiyah. Now go fourth line. V'chayiv l'ftzol al shtei kikros v'kbol kol sud al yayin. And you should have yayin. But the Shulchan Aruch does not mention any requirement of basar on yontif. It doesn't mention it. Why is that? So I'll tell you what. Because the Gemara, let's look in the Gemara. The Gemara on page 3. So Tana Rabbanu Chayev Adam Sameach Bono V'nei Beiso Beregel Shenema V'samachta בחגיך, במם סמכם ביין, רב יהודה אומר, אנושים ברואי להם, אנושים ברואי להם, אנושים ברואי להם, ביין, אנושים, בובל בגדי צבעונים, ברצועל בגדי פישטון, you get them nice clothing. רב יהודה אומר, אומר, זמן שבישים מקדש קרוים, אין צמחה אלו בבוסר, שאימן וזרח ובחלת ושום. ועכשיו שאין בישים מקדש קרוים, אין צמחה אלו ביין. שנאמר ביין סמך למשנות. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara says, בזמן הזה, we don't have basar shlomim, so yayin. It doesn't say that we have to have basar. So the pashtus is in the Gemara is that you don't need to have yayin on yontif. No, you need to have basar on yontif. You can have your cheese blintzes and your fish and wine. You don't have to have meat, right? The Shulchan Aruch never says meat, and the Gemara never says meat. So who says meat?
Rambam does not. He explains it very carefully.
So look at the Rambam on page 15. What?
It's an enter the Rambam.
Let's see the Rambam. So the Rambam.
Well, let's see what he says. In the law.
Ketzad, Aktanim, Nostim, Lehem, place 15. Ketzad, Aktanim, Nostim, Lehem, Kloyos, Ragozim, Rumigdonos. Anoshim, Konalem, Begodim, Betachshitim. Mankafim, Mamonim. Anoshim, Ochlem, Bosor, Veshosim, Yayin. Shein Simcha, Elo, Bosor, Vein Simcha, Elo, Yayin. So.
His phrase, he doesn't say En Simcha, Elo, Bosor, Yayin. He says En Simcha, Elo, Bosor, En Simcha, Elo, Yayin. I think maybe that can be.
One or the other?
No, I think it means one is Bisman Abayit and one is Bisman Azeh.
Maybe.
It's not the word he said. It's not the word he said.
But he says, Anoshim Ochlim Basav Shosim Yayin.
He says, Ein Simcha Elo Basav, Ein Simcha Elo B'Yayin. Why doesn't he say, Ein Simcha Elo Basav B'Yayin?
Okay, possibly. Let's see how the Achronim, the Poskim, understand this Rambam. So first we look at the Beis Yosef from page 16. Those are close to Rabbeinu Anoshim Ochlim Basar V'Shosim Yayin. Mesayim Arambam, page 16 in the Beis Yosef. Mesayim Arambam Shein Simcha El Basar and Simcha El B'Yayin. Perek Av Ripsochem Tonu Rabbonon Chayav Odom Sameach Bado V'Neiso Beregel B'Mes Amcham B'Yayin. Yudom Anoshim Roilam Anoshim Roilam Anoshim Anoshim Roilam B'Yayin Anoshim Roilam Tonu Rav Yosef Bovel Bigdei Tzivon Rav Yosef Bigdei Pishtam Meguhotzim. Okay. Tanu Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir Omer Zman Shabbos Hamikdash Kayam Ein Simcha El Basar Shnemar Samachta Shlomi Mechalta Shom Samachta Vachshav Shein Beis Hamikdash Kayam Ein Simcha El B'Yayin Shnemar Yai Samach Lel V'yesh Litmo Al Rambam Lama Hitzer Sheyuchel Basar V'yishtu Yayin. So whereas he understood, maybe if you say your pshat it wouldn't be a kasha, but the Beis Yosef asked the kasha in the Rambam Mehechi Taisi, you need Basar. The Gemara only says Yayin. Mashma, the Biyayin, Sagi, below Bosa. So that's why in the Shulchan Aruch he doesn't bring that. It's Medavka that he left out Bosa. So this whole discussion I have in my Sefer in Minhagim about, you know, Shavuos is always the question whether you have to have Fleishik's. On Shavuos, because people usually have a minute to have milchik, so the question is. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's not a question, because the Shulchan Aruch never said you have to have fleishik.
Any yontif.
Like Rav Avadi said, you have to have a mechubadik a meal for shteitzach, but you can have a mechubadik a. I happen to like a mechubadik a fish meal. You know, in my mind, fish with. Some the blue Moscato, you know.
You're making me hungry. All right.
Okay. So that's the Beis Yosef. But the Yamshel Shloima, the Marshal, says a different thing. Let's see. Because of Mari Karo, page 17, of Yosef Karo, Yishlut Mo'al Rambam. That's the Beis Yosef's kasha on the Rambam. The Rebbeisa Katani is man haze ain't simcha elu b'yayin. Mashu b'yayin sagi below b'aser. Vani omer the Rebbe of Meseira lobo lemayit achilas b'aser. So he wants to say that even the Gemara, when it says yayin, doesn't mean lemayit b'aser, which is not the pashup shot. Pshita shein simcha elu b'aser. The simcha is yontif hi asuda. Because suda is b'leiv. Tov simcha below achilas basa. That goes without saying that you need basa. I mean, this is his psalm. Ella shebizman beit hamikdash kayam yochlim basa shlomim. The only malchum nosev me maspik lem simcha zu. In other words, he's saying like this: that when the beit hamikdash was kayam, the simcha of the korban shlomim, that was gavaldik, and you didn't need anything more. So if you have the psar shlomim together with water. I feel you should see Mayim betoch Hasuda. Imlo lo kosher bracha. Inami Hashem so v'tzorach. That would be okay. They didn't need to have wine. Aval achshav that we don't have. We have meat, but we don't have the spitz meat. We don't have Besar Shlamim, Vamikdash Bechorev. So that's what he means, Ein Simcha Ela B'yayin. So you have to supplement the Shvacha meat that you have, which is not Shlamim Dika meat, with Yayin. And he says, and that's Pshat in the Gemara, and that's Pshat in the Rambam. So that's his Pshat. So, because he's very makpid, the marshal, that you should always have basa for simcha. His pshat is his pshat, but he's the marshal. So, but it's not the simple pshat in the. Yeah. The Beis Yosef didn't understand this. It's not the Shulchan Aruch. Marshal is not afraid to. Yeah, this is the original pshat. And when the Gemara says "Eina Simcha Ela B'Yayin," means together with basar, since we're having substandard basar because we're not having the korban. So let's take a look now in the Maram Shik. Page 18
and 19. Can I ask a kasha though from it's nothing to, this has nothing to do with Besar Shlomim, but on Purim there's a din of Simcha.
Right,
and
so
Shulchan Aruch says you have to have meat.
Yeah.
So maybe a raya that Simchas Purim and Simchas Yontav, they both require basar.
Yeah, so that's this this discussion here. In the Magen Avraham, but I you can take a look on page 13, but I don't want to do it now because we're limited. And let's look in the Maram Shek on page 18. So this is the Shaila. Nafsho b'sheilosu hayas nedechika le'shaitan. The fellow had urgent financial straits. He gives man his sui v'chasunas bito. He's marrying off his daughter. V'ein b'yicholto lasa sudas nesuin. So he didn't have enough money for sudas nesuin. Yirosho l'hakel atzma lasas hasuda b'macholei cholov. Right, as you said, a milchik wedding. You know the famous story with Reb Chaim. Somebody asked Reb Chaim whether they could be Yotzei Dalet Kosos with milk. So he sent them a lot of money. So they asked, why? How much does it cost to get milk? So he said, no, if they're asking about milk, that means they didn't have meat, so I'm giving them, so they could have a Suda. So here the fellow doesn't have money for meat.
I mean, it also was at a vegetarian wedding once.
But that's like Peshitta. Right?
Yeah, that was never Peshitta. I walk over the carving table which has a pie on the carving table.
Yeah.
Pie on the carving table.
Yeah,
a certain rabbi in this institution. That Peshitta was saying.
Yeah. Okay. They be called to Lassa Sudas. In Russia, the Hakim Alatsmo Lassa Sudas. Yeah. In other words, should he dafka collect from the tzibur to get meat for the chasana? Or the lavos of the froa, or should borrow money? Or malosu daito noted the kashem shamru bechvod Shabbos hasei Shabbat chachol al tetzdarach lebrios kol shekein kan. In other words, maybe you should say hasei Shabbat chachol al tetzdarach lebrios.
How come I get all these letters signed by all these rabbonim about somebody has to make a chasana, when an envelope
is
closed? Right.
Is that right? Yeah, so, Kol Shekein Ela Diyorei Shema Yilamdu Mimenu. So he's asking the Maram Shik, what should I do? Should I just have this Pashut Milchik wedding? Yeah. Or should I borrow or get staka, etc.? So he says, "Inei levar zatzrichim anu levar dal dvarim." So let's see what he says. So the Kitzer, he says like this. So he says that Venerali, let's start with the Venerali. Okay. On the left side of page 18. Venerali, Tafil Osam Nisu and She'enu Nasa Mitzvah. You know, Bas Kohen Lama Arts. Which is not technically Mikol Malkom Kevin Shanisis Lo Havichiv U'Mitzvah Lasa Suda Mishum HaTakana.
What's the
sakana? In other words, here. Look on the next paragraph. That's where you get married on Wednesday, so you can be preparing. But obviously, there's some minyan to have a suda. That's why they made a takana for Wednesday, for this. So it is a takana. It might not be a suda's mitzvah, legabe, like what we discussed yesterday, that it's an inyan that everyone has to come. But it's still, once you're doing it, okay, he didn't marry whatever. I always tell my talmidim, a big yisod, from the Chazon Ish. It says you should marry a bas talmid chacham. Chazon Ish says, the girl can be a bas talmid chacham even though the father is not a talmid chacham. That's the biggest thought. Mm-hmm.
That's
the chazanish. Kevin she'nisis lo havichiv mitzvah lasa suda mishum takana rak she'ena nikra suda smitzvah lo le'inyan achayim she'en mitzvah lachayim le'ilach v'dos nitpol imoim al basimcha shal mitzvah suda shal mitzvah etc. Ra'inu udvam b'demila Shabir Suda Shal Mitzvah Taima Dvan Shankim Suda Shaina Shal Mitzvah Nidichiyu Vihim Komokam Eina Mitzvah Lachayim Gestarif. So it is still, so he's saying also port your soul. It's still a mitzvah. So then he writes like this. Hinei Sim Tav Kuvnun Alev Mavor the Suda's Mitzvah the Suda's Brismila Mitzvah Lechel Basar Shehitir Lechel Basar Filo Barif Tishabav. Okay, the mitzvah ikal lechol basa. Right? It says a sudas mitzvah, and sudas brismila, he could eat meat. So it must be there's a mitzvah to eat meat. Time must be a shulmashum to hear the mitzvah, go on the sudas mitzvah, umadrin lay mutzvah chod ikal babasa. So it's mashma that there's a hidden mitzvah to eat meat, because if he wouldn't, then they shouldn't allow that in 9 days that you can eat meat at a bris milah if it wouldn't have been a special heder to eat the meat. Omnam das marash dikuvahu. Right, that's what we saw in the shalah, that it's the ikuva. Teit simcha al babasa. It came into mishum simcha kavu chazal asud, vade kavu rak al babasa. It came below basa bavatel mitzvasa. So he says that. So therefore, he says now go further down. So then, any time that ulazeh last paragraph, hakopan besuda shekavul or chazal gave ismoch b'mitzvah shapi yeshlomo k'marash that you should dafka have meat. You know, even though might not be a mitzvah, he said that's only legabi achirim, but legabi you, it's a mitzvah. He says sudas pinyan aben, but sudas pinyan aben, the hukba rachel and persumi milsa. So sudas pinyan aben is only persumi milsa. So that's a little bit. Well, he says yeshliyashu k'sas min agolam shagam v'smil osim asuda b'machol cholov. So he says, any time that Chazal made a suda as simcha, so then you should have meat because the meat is lechatchila. to have simcha.
So he's saying for wedding yes and for bris.
For bris mila osim. So you see that the shalah on that piece, he dafka wanted meat, but he's saying the minhag olam bris mila osim suda machol cholov, because Tosfos Moed Katan says that there's no simcha for bris mila. You don't say a simcha b'mono, which we saw. One second, did I put that Tosfos here in the packet?
Yesterday's packet.
It was yesterday's packet. Oh, I brought yesterday's packet here. Yeah. So bris is not simcha. So Mimela, that's miyashi of the minhag olam. So he says, so now what's back to his shayla about a wedding? So that depends. Is it just a heder mitzvah to have with? So he says, if you hold like that day in the shalah, that even for a suit is mila, only vasser, so then certainly a wedding, you need the vasser.
The
field mitzvah the rice is having, yeah.
Bottom line, all these things seems to be there are authorities that say meat, but minhag olam is not.
Yeah, menas lav davka, yeah.
That's certainly true today.
Yeah, so what does he say? One second.
By the way,
Kopanin, he's on the board, the mitzvah, the rabban, and he's on the show. Sure. So he says it's not so pashut. Says So he thinks that you is what to rely on, that the Choli Cholov is good enough. So he says that it's not so simple that you have to. For mitzvah drabanan, he doesn't think only for Chanukah and Purim and things like that. Yeah, but the Sholom Pesachim. So he says, for this, it's not a Daraisa, it's only Drabanan. And then he says,
Chanukah for Neros is Sholom Pesachim. What do you Sholom Pesachim on Purim for?
Also for Marba Chosos.
Yeah.
If you don't have a Megillah, maybe.
You have to be Mechazar on Pesachim.
But who says
section maybe.
He says, Kol Shekhen Khan, he says, Sudas Mil Adifim Sham, Tzad of the Sud, Adifim Shom Mitzvah Lo Yitzir, Lom Kor Sefer Torah, Kim Mimor, Mikol Mok, Mitzvah Lo, He Mitzvah Achilas, Basa Besudas Mitzvah, He Rak Mishom Hider, So Hider Mitzvah is only on Shlish. Hider Kvar Karnam, Hider Shal Aposkim Shal, Hider Kevin Zayin Tzarek Mahosif, Yosim Shlish, Hey Mokam Mubus Kos Hominuk, As is Bris Mila Bachal Kala, Yasa Sudas Abbas, Yosim Tzarek Haibos, Yosim Mishlish.
So, if you're going with this sort, then it should be usher to have this, and that would go for weddings too.
Yeah,
you shouldn't have meat at wedding. I mean, in other words, you have to go begging.
No, he's saying the opposite. He's saying you should, but that, even if you could afford it, you shouldn't be having.
And then the
why I didn't get that one?
Because you only spend a shlish of the mitzvah. So if the mitzvahs if the meat costs three times as much as the cheap version, therefore you shouldn't be saying by definition.
Yeah.
Well, it's even
if you're going to take this svara, that's the logical conclusion.
So, yeah,
well,
okay.
We paskin it's only chomesh anyway. By a mitzvah to pay d'oraisa, it's only chomesh.
That's for the mitzvah. That's not the shlish.
Yeah.
Other things, milchiks can be expensive enough.
Wait. We didn't say good milchiks.
So
bread and water.
So Bekitzer, when it comes to Bris Mila, so then first of all, it's not so pashut that there's any. The post says it's simcha there anyway, and even by things that you do require simcha, it's not so pashut that you need meat for simcha anyway, right? That's the whole discussion. It's only the Amshel Shlomo who said that. The Shulchan Aruch says even in Yontif you don't need meat. Now some people, the Shinova on page 20. Rav Shechter is very makbid on meat, but like Rabbi Will pointed out, you have it in the morning. Yeah, for bris. But you have it in the morning, as Rabbi Will said, like you said yesterday. L'chora, meat is only a chashivas if it gives simcha. Just to have meat, shame meat. You know, and you're not enjoying. Say you don't enjoy meat at 8 o'clock and. Would it be better? No, I don't think everyone would say, well, better to so have the bris mila later in the day and forfeit this reason so you could have meat and you'll enjoy meat. I can enjoy meat for lunch. I don't enjoy meat for breakfast. I can enjoy meat for dinner. But so the Shinover says, Rasudas bris mila hikvid rabbein sheyochlu bosar. Shadover mashpil his pachtuchso aruchnius shel hayelet. Makim bagaluso im higishu pasu besudas abrishalo. So he was very into that, but the minhag olam is not. Oh, and then there's a story from the Ribnitzer. Know the Ribnitzer? The Ribnitzer was the big, big rabbi. He was known as a Balmoifis. He once came to the West Side. Rabbi Heshi Schenker told me he came to his apartment to do Shiluach HaKan. He did Shiluach HaKan. And then other people wanted to come along. The Shiluach HaKan. He's from the Chashuva Rebbes, you know. He was one of those Rebbes that was, you know, Lamala. So Rami Cohen, the Bris Avram, Rami Cohen. So he quotes on page 24. Rav HaKadosh Kvod, where the arrow is. Rav HaKadosh Kvod Kedushas Admori Ribnitz. Who was the Shamus, the Ribnitzer? Mordechai Ben David. Mordechai Ben David. Yeah, I'll tell you a story after with the recording off. Okay. Harav Hakadosh Baruch Hu Admor Ribnitz Nisbakesh Lis Moel Eitzel Osher Gadol. Osu Sham Sud Gadol Vatzam Ruba Osu Sham Shulchan Melachim Kol Madani Olam Barov Per VYofi. So So great meaning. Because Shozer Mebris, his mom Mer Arava Kodesh, Hanal Haytochin Sheish Kazeh. This is such a wealthy gvir. She Baruch Hashem Ba'osher Nechosim Ve'Kovod. Ve'Enei Chosim La'Avtar Mikol Sheitzada Haytochin Shelo Yase Sudas Bris Mila. Omer, what do you mean? Ma Yosef Mateis Kol Modeh. He did a Sudas. Yeah. But he says Boser Lo Yasham Usudah Blo Loser Ain't a Sudas Mitzvah. That's what he. But it could be that it was, you don't know what time in the day it was. And,
1 second. Every seam's got to have a cluster according to this.
Yeah.
And every, I guess the Shavuos, you have to have a place to also, he said.
Okay, maybe.
Every macro on everything.
Yeah, so, and yes. Then, 1 second. And then on page 32.
Is that the quote of the Shinever?
1 second. And then, but we'll go first. Page 31. So he quotes the Yamshel Shlomo, and then he says, "Kol dvar shel machtzis hashekel einam ela divrei teima lo kamav kamasudas mila shecholu berav shabbos osu kein lechol haisud the kodem chatzos liom zdam nusham rabbanim uvhokim layatam nidein simcha levavos osudas mila shechol karben gesiv aval yayin shem sim." So that's good enough. He says yayin should be good enough, even though most people don't necessarily drink wine at the breakfast either. But okay, I could hear having wine. See, I'd rather have the scrambled eggs than a piece of meat. The mikar d'dino alhayin milsa, 4 lines to the bottom, page 31. Change simcha l'vavosel l'matzina sheli kuva. Avman Nachman mitzvahs milad leka el rebbes. Because the Nikra Zevach Lomashim Ochlim Acholei Cholov Lokimu a Mitzvah Lohechad Dolo Efshar Kivon Be'er Shabbos Tirdas Achonet Sarchei Shabbos and the Lomar Kedesh Lokavim Le'er Shabbos Heim Osim Inyan She'ein Simcha L'Bosa Inu Ma'akev Kevim This is not Ma'akev Kevim Shem Smechim V'tuvei Leiv V'hai Suda Lama Lo Tikra Simcha V'chedva. People are happy. That's it. Usu Lai Iko Tam Acholei Cholov By Sarah Yom Sudas Mila Hanika Bonim Sara. Shahaya Biyom Haches Biyom Mila. Ovin Tigamachima Hahu Ikim Zashai Chosim Mila. And, so I can understand if you're doing it in but the Iker had there's either like Rabbi Willick said, you're having it in the morning. So Chora, and then also what the Maram Shik, what the Maram Shik says is that based on Tosis and more cotton Dav Ches, it's that this meal is not Simcha. Yeah. You know, it's a Simcha, but that's like Rav Avadi says that that it's even on Yom Tov you can have if it's Mechuban and you really enjoy it. But what do you show?
Yeah, somebody.
Shinever
was very mocked on that.
Shinever was very much, but we saw yeah. That. Okay. So the story was. All of I made so many. I had three bris milas, and we all had milchik. All in the morning, and they were all milchik.
What was the Maram Sheikh's shuba to the part of the fleshy wedding?
So he said to make a milchik wedding. Okay, a milchik wedding I could hear that could be embarrassing for somebody, but a bris is, you know, that's the standard. But a milchik wedding I could hear that.
Bris on Shabbos.
You have to give a guy gay machsora, even if he has, if the community has certain standards, even if they're exaggerated standards, you have to give tzedakah to for him to keep up with those standards.